Some African migrants who are seeking asylum in the Netherlands are facing a crisis of their own. They're homeless, and the Dutch government has just rejected a request from the United Nations to provide them with basic food and shelter. Our BBC colleague Anna Holligan met with some of the migrants.
I found them in an abandoned office building in Amsterdam, and they've moved in because they have nowhere else to go. Otherwise, they would be out on the streets, they say. There are 100,000 refugees and asylum seekers in the Netherlands, and this really breaks the image internationally that the Netherlands has of being a tolerant and liberal country, because right now there's a huge immigration debate going on. The anti-immigration party in the Netherlands is at the top of the opinion polls at the moment, and the government doesn't want to attract any more asylum seekers, and that's why they have implemented this really tough, harsh policy, especially over these freezing winter months.
What are the nuances to this tough stance they're taking?
Well, they say that they are providing the basics in terms of night shelters, but the migrants that we met said, well, where are we meant to go during the day? They can't get jobs, they don't have any money to eat, so they're relying on the kindness of strangers. And when we went to visit them, it was freezing. They're living in a building, cold concrete walls, and they've got, from all over the world, people from Somalia, fleeing Al-Shabaab, people from Eritrea, Syria, West Africa, and they have colourful curtains pinned to the ceiling to separate all these different living quarters. But these refugees say it's better than the alternative that they have at home. And the Dutch government says that these, mostly men we're talking about here, they applied for asylum and their initial claims were rejected, and therefore they should leave the country. And so that's the nuance of this. The Dutch government says that their claims have been rejected and therefore they should be going home. If they refuse to go home, then they're left to their own devices, and they're relying on volunteers. And when we were there, there was a man who brought some crates of food in. They were divided up like rations, but it's a real, real struggle for them.
Are these migrants people who entered Europe on these big boats we're hearing coming across the Mediterranean?
The man who took us around, gave us a kind of guided tour of these living quarters, was 22-year-old. His name was Atas. He came from Somalia. His mother, he told us, sold her home to pay for him to go to Europe, to pay a smuggler to take him into Europe to search for a better life. And eventually then he said the plan was for him to send for his family and bring them into Europe too. And he went, he told me, via Kenya and then up towards the Netherlands. And I asked him, why the Netherlands? And he said it wasn't his choice, but the smugglers told him that it was a place that believed in human rights. And then he says he's there now, and he's stuck. They're in a real kind of limbo situation, because the Dutch government won't give them food, won't give them shelter during the day. It's a struggle to find it at night. But then they say it's too dangerous for them to go back home. So the Dutch government has said now, after the UN criticism, really strong criticism of the Dutch government's policy, has said that they'll wait until a meeting of EU foreign ministers, which is scheduled to take place in March. So certainly January, February, the coldest months of the year, and these migrants are living in a dangerous, disused building and completely fending for themselves.
Did they say anything that was hopeful about their situation?
I mean, it's a really tough situation, and it wouldn't be one that anyone would choose to be in, but they're making the best of their situation. And I suppose the hope is that the Dutch government will eventually reconsider their cases. And that's the thing, that a lot of them are waiting to have their cases looked into again, because they feel as though they've made a good case to stay in the country. The Dutch government just has to believe that there is a real danger if they were to be sent home. So I suppose that's their hope, that eventually their patience and willingness to sit through the next few months will eventually pay off with a life and hope in Europe.
The BBC's Anna Holligan. Thanks a lot, Anna.
Thank you.